Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is east at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.77. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Northwest Kansas kids have a big day coming this month. JP Bizette has more.
Smoky Hills PBS is bringing Clifford the Big Red Dog to Hayes ARC Park on Saturday, April 27th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Kids can meet Clifford and enjoy free activities from Hayes Police, Fire, EMS, Sternberg Museum, and Hayes Public Library. The first 500 kids get a free gift. It's a chance for families to meet Clifford, take photos, and have fun. This event happens four times a year across central and western Kansas with free books and gifts for kids attending.
After the first one was stolen and destroyed in January, Wichita will get a new Jackie Robinson statue in August. League 42 announced over the weekend that the new statue will be identical to the one that was stolen. The cleats from the statue that was stolen were donated to a museum in Kansas City on Thursday. As for the games, League 42 has 46 teams this year, and the season kicks off today, Jackie Robinson Day. Major League Baseball players will wear number 42. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model. With 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice, now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly signed legislation updating the state's workers' compensation system on Thursday to place into law details of compromises negotiated by labor and business interests that were unanimously endorsed in the House and Senate. The legislation substantially increased the maximum compensation for injured workers or their dependents and added a cost of living adjustment to those benefits beginning in July 2027. Under Senate Bill 430, the parties would exchange medical records in a timely way, limit the use of independent medical examinations, and cases could be settled without a formal hearing. A bill that was sent to the governor in late March will also reduce the Social Security retirement offset for certain disability benefits and extend worker compensation coverage to members of the Kansas National Guard. Governor Kelly said the legislation is a win for Kansas's workforce, our businesses, and organized labor. She said the reforms in this legislation will create a more just and efficient workers' compensation system that increases the benefits for injured workers while creating administrative efficiencies and maintaining stability for businesses. On Friday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2781, which increases compensation services and support for victims of crimes. She said increasing compensation for crime victims will allow survivors greater access to the resources they need to overcome trauma, and thanks to this bill, survivors of crime will be better supported to receive the care they need to achieve stability and independence. House Bill 2781 increases annual funding for the Crime Victims Assistance Fund and doubles the maximum weekly compensation available to victims, increasing the weekly cap from $400 to $800. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach said they have an obligation to assist victims as they recover, and though this new law doesn't erase their trauma, being able to provide more and better financial assistance to crime victims helps restore a piece of their lives. Additionally, the bill will allow the Crime Victims Compensation Board to expand compensation beyond mental health counseling for certain victims and provides the Crime Victims Compensation Board increased flexibility to award compensation if they determine that denying a victim would be a severe injustice. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated. And this award will be used to purchase books for DSNWK's Kid Link program. The books will be provided to parents and caregivers, which will offer opportunities for engagement and guidance with children, such as potty training and speech-language concerns. Tammy Dreiling, DSNWK's Family Service Manager, said this will be a great benefit to the approximately 175 children that they serve, and this will allow them to provide books to parents and children for the next year. DSNWK thanks Midwest Energy for their generous support of the children and families that they service through KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to age 3 who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. These services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple north central Kansas counties. They include Osborne, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton County. If you would be interested or have questions about the services, you can contact Tammy Dreiling at 785-621-5332. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, April 16th, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and anyone interested in the meeting can participate using Zoom video conferencing. The State Conservation Commission consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agricultural Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with state conservation commissions to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. This meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting by Zoom or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation at kda.doc@ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 25-year-old Haley DeLeon, formerly of Elm Creek, Nebraska, was sentenced for possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, a vehicle was stopped in Buffalo County, which DeLeon was a front seat passenger of, and law enforcement had probable cause to search the vehicle. During the search of the car, they found 2 firearms, magazines with ammunition, drug paraphernalia, vials with suspected methamphetamine residue, a scale, and multiple used and unused baggies. DeLeon was arrested along with the other occupants of the vehicle. She was searched at the jail, where staff found about 1 ounce of suspected methamphetamine on her. An inmate has gone missing from the Community Corrections Center in Lincoln. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, 23-year-old Alex Reynoso Vargas was checked out for job orientation on Thursday evening and didn't return to the facility. The Nebraska Department for Correction of Services said Reynoso Vargas started his sentence in June 2023 after he was sentenced for terroristic threats and third-degree domestic assault out of Saline County. His tentative release date was August 11, 2024. It's reported that Reynoso Vargas is a 23-year-old Hispanic male, 5'4" tall and 160 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone who knows his whereabouts should contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a highway shouldering and seating project is due to begin today, April 15th, on N23. The work will occur from Reference Post 1829 to Reference Post 4398 east of Grant from the N61 junction to the Perkins-Lincoln County line. State maintenance forces will be performing the work, which includes the grading and repair of the sod shoulders with seating and mulching to follow. Traffic will be maintained with pilot cars and flaggers, and the work is anticipated to take 20 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris DeLamont reported on recent track meets, starting with the Smith Center meet that was held on April 19th. For the girls' team results, Beloit finished first with 199 points, Norton placed second with 98 points, and Marysville placed third with 83 points. For the boys' teams, Phillipsburg placed first with 95 points, Norton placed second with 81 points, and Beloit placed third with 75 points. Coach DeLamont said that fortunately they had another great weather day for a track meet, and overall they competed really well and scoring points all over the place. He said it was a great opportunity for Norton's freshmen and field event athletes to compete in relays that they won't normally see in the rest of their track meets. To be runners-up as a team, both on the girls' and boys' side, was encouraging, given that there were 15 very competitive teams at this meet. Coach DeLamont then reported that in Hill City on April 12th, the girls finished first as a team with 122 points, Hoxie placed second with 76 points, and Oakley placed third with 72 points. Coach DeLamont reported that Hill City had nice weather and a great facility to host a track meet, and he said they competed very well, and it was being their second track meet of the week. Norton's girls were champions, and the boys took runner-up, and several of Norton's freshman girls had surprise performances on the track, which was great to see. Coach said Norton's boys continue to develop and find ways to score points in multiple ways, and they look forward to the challenge of another two-week meet as they travel to Plainville on Tuesday and Phillipsburg on Friday this week. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on April 9th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, Dell Jacobson, John Griffiths, Aaron Hill, Jerry Jones, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the executive director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the administrative assistant. The March meeting minutes were approved, and by a Zoom call, consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a legislative recap. They said that this most recent session closed April 6th, and a veto session will begin April 29th. Before the session concluded, a tax bill was passed, and some of the notable points include that Social Security benefits will be exempt from Kansas state income tax, there will be an increase in the standard deduction and personal exemption amounts, they will be accelerating the elimination of the state sales tax on food and food ingredients to July 2024, and the standard deduction for a couple filing jointly would grow from $8,000 to $10,000. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board that he was completing the application for the USDA Revolving Loan Fund, as well as the framework for a promissory note, for which he will consult with their attorney on details of the legalese. Dallas also informed the board regarding the east site development that despite some minor issues of changing formatting on drainage plans, he expected the bidding process to begin in short order. He then advised the board that building repairs had been completed and funds from K-Camp had been received. Dallas announced that the Grow Kansas Loan and Equity Programs, which provide gap financing for new or growing businesses, had reached out to advise that the board would need to receive some virtual training if they wanted to continue to do the approval process in-house. A motion was then made to ask that the Finance Committee receive the training, and that motion was approved. It was also announced that the administrative assistant would be pursuing licensing to become a notary in the state of Kansas, both for in-house needs and as a service for members of the community. The board briefly discussed some e-community fund loans, as well as some upcoming and existing businesses, and after a few questions from the board were taken regarding the director's report, there was no further business to conduct, so the meeting adjourned at 6:51 p.m. There is no school today for Norton Community Schools. For Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be corn dog, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 90 and windy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour today. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 4 a.m. It should be partly cloudy with a low around 48 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation tonight of 40%. On Tuesday, showers will be likely before 10 a.m., then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and then showers likely after 4 p.m. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 73 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation of 60%. On Tuesday night, there's a slight chance of showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy Tuesday night, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 44 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 74. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 54 and breezy. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 53. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. And on Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 59. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.77. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KI in sports, I'm Spencer Nguyen. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice turned himself into Dallas police last week for a warrant that was out for his arrest following a hit-and-run accident a couple weeks ago that saw him receive 8 charges in the case. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 WIBW on Friday and talked about the potential punishment he could face from the NFL.
With the amount of the charges, I mean, obviously plea bargains can only play into that and everything, new information. Certainly with how hard I think that the prosecutors are hitting him with charges, and the NFL wanted to send a signal. I mean, there have obviously been a few of these, you know, incidents in the past, and sometimes they've been lucky, sometimes unlucky. I mean, Henry Ruggs was in a very similar situation, and he caused a death. I mean, the NFL doesn't want that. Rashee Rice was lucky he didn't kill anybody. It could have been so much worse. So, yeah, I think 6 games is probably pretty likely. The only question is going to be when. I mean, and with the process playing out, I bet it's going to be 2025 before we get anything handed out.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Dude Wipes presents Bathe Your Bum. While TP may appear to clear your rear, it actually leaves behind dry, pilly gifts cling inside your rump's rounded rift. There's no bigger bummer than a B-crack that's whack. You need extra-large wet strength for an effective attack. To fully wash stains, stinkies, crispies, and crumbs, it's time to ditch the dry paper and bathe your bum-bum. Your dump dent deserves it so plump and so round. Use wet, flushable Dude Wipes for the best clean, pants down.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we're watching a trough of low pressure across the Great Basin in southwestern U.S. and the upper levels of the atmosphere, with high pressure over the eastern part of the plains. Another low pressure system was in eastern Colorado, and a warm front was in central Kansas. We have low pressure that will move across the central Rockies into the high plains by this evening. The warm front lifts into southern Nebraska. Most of this afternoon should remain dry. We have a layer of warm air we call a cap in the atmosphere, but by this evening and overnight, thunderstorm chances will increase across the state. Some storms will be strong to severe, something we'll have to watch carefully. Drier air will keep a high fire danger threat in place across northwestern Kansas, with today's high in the upper 80s, mid-80s in north central Kansas today. This afternoon, our high temperature 85 in northeastern Kansas. High fire danger in southwestern Kansas as well, with a high today in the low 90s. Low 80s, slight chance of a thunderstorm in south-central Kansas today, or high in the low 80s in southeast Kansas as well. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
We look at the early calls today. First off, on the livestock side, the calmness we're starting to see at the start of the week here in the energy sector, I think will help calm the livestock market after some of the big losses that we had. This despite the fact that the wholesale beef and pork prices were pretty much stronger on the week. Cash trade last week about $2 lower at the 182 level in the southern plains. Overnight grain markets, we saw wheat futures down 6, corn futures down 2, soybean futures down 3 to 4, about 2 cents off the day's lows. Oil is lower in the overnight trade. Of course, keeping an eye on the situation in the Middle East as to where that is going to be. I think a lot of that market, though, was already factored in with that situation. This is the Kansas Ag Network.